It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's Beer 30 time. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You can find them on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on all the socials. Sports Meets Beer. Meat like the protein, right?
That's correct.
Absolutely right.
Booster Rocket.
Oh, you've been waiting to say that.
I have.
Actually, you've been saying it, but you've been waiting to say it on the radio.
Yes, I have been waiting to say it live.
Which I think what he was waiting for was you to turn the mics on.
Right.
Because it's just been unending. Yeah. Just a loop.
He walked in and said Booster Rocket. I was like, what are you even talking about?
Well enunciated, though. Yes. Non-regional diction. Well done.
Well done.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's explain.
Yeah, let's explain exactly what a Booster Rocket is.
Please
We're not talking Space Force here, people.
Right.
This is a beer from Bear Republic that we've been eager to try. This is their Imperial Red Ale.
Got it.
Barrel-aged Imperial Red Ale.
Well, I'm going to go with that 13.1% or 13%. It's something.
It is something.
Oh, my goodness.
Red Rocket is their red ale that they make, and then this is an Imperial version of that then age for a year in Lost Republic, which is a distillery or a bourbon maker from Healdsburg. They age this beer in Lost Republic barrels. And so we have this currently on at Kinsmoke in Healdsburg on draft. Wanted to give it a chance here. You know, on the podcast, we've been talking a little bit about barrel-aged beers, and we've been comparing year to year some of these beers because it's kind of the holiday season. This is when this stuff comes out. It's a great opportunity to share what is, you know, this one. What did we say? It's 13.1. Is that what you said?
13.1, yeah.
You know, it's a great opportunity. You're not going to drink 12 ounces of this. You're going to share it with some friends like we're doing right now. So we just felt like this was an appropriate time to break it out with, you know, the Turkey Day holiday coming up.
Right. T-Day coming up.
So what do we think there, fellows?
Well, going through our AATMF, that is the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. Write that down, everybody. Yeah, this, you go through, I mean, this has got, it's dark like a stout, but it's got a nice red. You can see the deep, deep color red out of it. But it's filtered, which is nice because, you know, with the haze craze that's been going on, it's great to see a beer that's clear again.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the aroma on this thing is, you know, with any time you get an imperial beer, you know, you're generally going to get a higher alcohol. So you're going to get a little bit more of a booziness out of the nose versus, you know, a hop or a, a malt aromatic to it. So you definitely get with this now, the fact that it's been an imperial and it's been barrel aged, you're getting a lot of different aromatics at play here. You smell the sweet malts, but you also get, you know, you get the booziness, you get a little oakiness, you kind of get a little bit of everything, but they're definitely all strong aromas. And they're mixing well together. It's like when you first left open the lid on a stew or something that's been cooking on the, you know, something in a slow cooker all day. So all those flavors are coming together in that aroma.
And then, in the nose, I definitely get some of that, like, you know, it's because it is, you know, a red, it's that bready malt, but there is sort of like a toasted vanilla, toasted marshmallow kind of thing from the barrel that exists in there. That gives a great balance in the nose. You know, we've tasted a couple of beers this week that the way the nose was did not match how the mouthfeel went, and also
did not compute.
Yeah, just, you know, it's not, but this is very inviting for even being 13.1. I don't get a ton of booze burn in my nose as I'm taking a whiff of this.
The 2 minutes we've been talking, I've been holding the beer in my hand and warming it up, and it's gotten incredibly better. In this style of beer, you should probably serve it at a chill temperature versus a cold temperature.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to open everything up a lot more. You know, cold beer really mutes flavors. And when you do that, all you're going to do is mute all the malt flavor and all the oakiness, and all you're going to taste is the alcohol burn.
This is the first time I've had a barrel-aged red. Usually you see, you know, stouts, porters, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. This time I've had a barrel-aged red. I was really sort of concerned. I mean, we reviewed this for the show already, for the podcast, I mean. You know, this is the first time where this is the first beer that I've had that's like this, and the malt plays incredibly well.
Yes.
With the bourbon, the barrel aging. You know, the red ales typically have that, you know, bready, biscuity, you know, whatever, what, you know, malt flavor. And this, you know, that nice toasted oak marshmallow, you know, the booze burn, I think, as it warms up is, in my opinion, is disappearing, is basically gone. And so the balance is really there. That char from the oak barrel is really pulling out all of the malt. And I think it's really well balanced. It's really nice.
Absolutely. And drinking this as quickly as you can just to get through dinner.
Oh,
you're not. Well,
whoops.
Telling you what not to do, Brad.
Sorry.
But yeah, this is something that, I mean, this is a big time thumbs up. Again, like to Brad's point, you don't see a lot of barrel aged red ales.
And I give, you know, Bear Republic a lot of props. You know, you know everybody kind of knows them for the Racer 5 and the Hop Shovel and the
Red Rocket's always been their like little the beer in their back pocket that no one really talks about, but it's that was one of their original flagship
beers. It's my favorite beer that they make.
Yeah. It's the first one that I had Red Rocket long before I had Racer 5.
Yeah, Red Rocket and the Hop Rod are like two of my favorite beers that they make. So yeah, I'm two thumbs up on this beer too. I think it's great.
I wrote down notes in the beginning and everything that I wrote down doesn't
make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense because of everything you just said.
Entire high school career.
Right. Well, I was having flashbacks because immediately I was like, whoo, no. I felt like I was drinking rubbing alcohol for the first sip I had it. And then, but as you guys said, as it's been here and we've been talking and it's been warming up a little bit, it's like a million times better than it was when I first took the first sip. So
this is a phenomenal fireside beer.
Yeah, like it's warm you up. For sure. Yeah,
for sure.
A winter warmer,
if you will. All right, well, thumbs up from me, too, then.
Hey, all right.
Fine.
Look at that. It's been Fonzie's, a while since we've all done
Fonzie's
that.
Fonzie's all the way around. Am I right?
Hey. All right.
Bear Republic. What is it called?
Booster Rocket.
Yeah, I just wanted you to say it again. You could check out this review and others online at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30, and their podcast is Sports Meets Beer. You can find it on Google Play and iTunes. And catch them on the socials, Brad and Ben. Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Booster Rocket.
Happy Turkey Day.